NPR senior news analyst Daniel Schorr begins a three-week vacation today. Before leaving Washington, he describes what he will not miss while he's away.
Being something of a news junkie, I regret missing some big stories while on vacation, but some I shall not regret missing at all. I won't regret not learning more about InterSmut, the way the Internet is used to peddle child pornography and encourage child abuse. If that requires commentary, let somebody else do it. I won't regret missing the chance to deliver a learned commentary on ex-President Bill Clinton's multi-million-dollar book contract and the wages of sin. I don't mind not having to comment on the violent descent into hell in the Middle East, especially since, like the Bush administration, I've run out of things to say about it. I won't mind missing the debate about human cloning. I watched the National Academy of Sciences circus where three witnesses talked of proceeding with cloning of human embryos, one for science, one for religion, and one for money. And I'm glad to leave it to someone else to figure out how to get American revulsion against human cloning applied to the rest of the world. That brings us to stem cell research and the federal funding thereof. I was perfectly content to miss President Bush's public agonizing about a decision which he indicated he would announce late in August. But then, perhaps nettled by talk that he was goofing off on his vacation, he speeded up the agonizing process and on Thursday announced his strictly limited support for research with cells already extracted from embryos. That didn't end, but seemed only to start a great national debate pitting supporters of the Pope against supporters of Nancy Reagan. I am sure that this debate will still be in progress when I return from vacation after Labor Day. Something else I shall not miss is having to monitor the president's way of defining his principles, not always as exquisitely crafted as his stem cell speech. For example, working in Waco on a Habitat for Humanity project, Mr. Bush praised the idea of home ownership, saying, "Owning something is what America is all about." Well, is it? If I remember my American history, the original draft of the Declaration of Independence was based on a list of human rights coined by English philosopher John Locke: life, liberty, and property. Thomas Jefferson thought that was not very inspiring and changed it to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is what I'll be undertaking for the next few weeks in the mountains of Colorado. This is Daniel Schorr.